21 to drink.
It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
KFI's News Time, 7:36. We opened the front door and Kathy Steffes walked in this morning.
I did. I made it back from Florida just for your show, Jerry.
Yeah, look at how tan you are.
It was a great time to get away. We didn't have to shovel snow. We only had a little bit of rain, but that was all good. Nice temperatures. So here I am.
I'm glad you brought some of the warmth back with you.
I did. You're welcome.
Now, I just played that Busch Beer commercial. I was hoping you'd bring in a six-pack, but you didn't.
No Yingling. I didn't even bring any back for myself.
Nice to see you again. Glad you had a safe trip.
Thank you.
How were things down there health-wise?
It was Florida's wide open, but I'll tell you, everyone wore masks, so everybody is still being very cautious and careful. We didn't run into any problems as far as going anywhere, but people are still being cautious, and that's a good thing. I mean, you have to be responsible for yourself and take care and look out for others as well. So it all went well.
And I would imagine the pandemic really didn't slow down all the snowbirds that much.
We were north of where the real action was. We were in Hernando Beach, which is, it's like almost 30 years short of where Clearwater Beach is. I mean, it's just very quiet, like things used to be. So as we went to a very quiet area, rented a house, and we did make it down to Clearwater Beach area, and it was hustle and bustle. I don't think as much as other years, but it still was pretty busy. We just rode around.
Be interesting to see what spring break brings.
Oh, boy.
Hey, before we begin today's topic, just a quickie question for you. Do people have to stay on their current Advantage plan for the entire year? I think I heard, and maybe even here, that people can actually do some plan changing right now.
You are correct. We're actually in the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, which we call MAOEP, which applies to beneficiaries who are enrolled in an MA plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, as of January 1st. And these enrollees can use the January 1st to the March 31st dates to enroll into another MA plan or disenroll from an MA plan and then return to original Medicare. But they can only make this one change during this time frame. And there are also other times, there's special elections that will qualify for a plan change. A few examples, for instance, would be if you move into a new area or you leave your employer or you become eligible for some extra help. But if you are unsure if you would qualify for any of these elections, we encourage you to give us a call and we can walk you through it.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yep.
And that phone number is
921-7526. I actually have to visualize it in my head.
I noticed you almost flipped the page
here. I know.
Here.
That's where the pause was. I was visualizing. But before we begin, I do want to share one thing with the listeners. And I know some of them know this already, but we have new listeners every week. And I just want to share that I myself am on Medicare. I understand the struggle of transitioning and making these decisions of which plan will work. It's a very difficult time. And it puts me in a very unique position because I've lived through the anxiety of learning this because I was a corporate secretary for 40 years before deciding, thanks to Larry, to go back to school and become a personal health insurance advisor. I specialize in Medicare, so I do have a unique understanding.
Inflation has set into questions. It used to be the $64,000 question. Now it's become $1 million question. Mm-hmm. MedSups versus Medicare Advantage plans. And there is a plethora of differences. What are they?
There are a lot of differences between the two, but we're asked this many times. People come in with preconceived notions, ideas, because their friend, their coworker, or relative informed them of something. And sometimes it's misinformation rather than the correct information.
So not Mr. Information, it's misinformation.
I hope I'm okay on that. Misinformation. Got to have some fun with this. Okay, so a MedSup plan is a plan with a larger monthly premium. And it starts out at about $150 a month, but it has no copays. In other words, when you go to the doctor or the hospital for anything, you pay nothing. However, a MedSup plan only has Parts A and B included. You'd still need to enroll into a Part D. And it doesn't matter if you take any medications or not. You still have to have that Part D obligation. An Advantage plan has little or no premium, on the other hand. Some plans call for about $30 a month, but most plans are zero. But that Advantage plan does include that Part D requirement. An Advantage plan is a pay-as-you-go, which means you will have co-pays for the services you use. So it's totally up to you how you're going to work that plan. For most plans, a quick overview, for instance, would be, if you went to go see your doctor, how much do you think it would be?
Rough guess, 20?
Yep, that used to be the answer, but you know now because you're on a different plan now, mm-hmm. but it is $0. You pay $0 to go see your primary doctor. So outpatient surgery, such as a knee replacement, is $395. Specialist is $50. So we will be talking about those max out-of-pockets, which we call the MOOP, in just a few minutes, but I'll quickly say it's very difficult to hit that max out-of-pocket with these plans. When our clients come in, we do go through this very thoroughly with them, and we give them a handout to follow along. This is difficult information, even at that, going through the information. We answer the questions as they go. We encourage the questions. We want you to understand what you're making your decision on, why you're choosing a Med Sup over an Advantage or vice versa. So our role at Gable Insurance and Financial always is to educate so that the client can then make an informed decision on their own health care.
And if I remember correctly, there are specific questions that you cannot ask, but we as the consumer, the customer, the person who needs the coverage can provide the information so that you can give us a more educated guess.
Some of those questions would be, so how are you doing health-wise? Do you have any cancer? Do you have any lung issues? We can't ask any of these questions, but people can share that with us. But, you know, our role, again, is to help you through this process and make a good decision, make a recommendation on what plan is most appropriate for you. But oftentimes, we can only go by what you tell us. So we do encourage people to share that information, but we cannot ask and we do not ask.
And that's important to keep in mind because you can't make an informed decision comparing these apples and oranges, which is really what it is, mm-hmm. unless all the facts are on the table.
Correct.
So if you're going to go and you're going to meet with Kathy or anybody at Gable, share your information because it will help them make recommendations.
Correct.
Based on what you tell them.
The one thing we do ask, one of the first questions we ask in helping making that determination is we ask for a list of medications, and we do that because certain plans cover them differently. One might put a medication at a higher tier, which means it's going to cost more. Another plan will have that same medication on a lower tier, yet another plan might not even cover it. So we always want to go through the drugs of what the client is taking. We do the formulary, and then we make a recommendation.
And that's so critical because, boy, those prices do vary.
They do.
They really do.
So
how can Medicare Advantage plans cost us nothing or zero premiums? They've got all the old adages. There ain't no free lunch.
That's correct.
You can't get nothing for nothing.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that scares people.
It does, because they're very skeptical when they come in. I make it very clear that I'm not there to sell anything. I'm there to educate. So I explain to them how this all works. And they ask me the same question, how can this be zero? And they're very skeptic about that. So my role is to take away that anxiety, explain how this process works. So once you're enrolled in Medicare's Part B, you have to pay $148.50 per month to Medicare. It doesn't come to us. It goes to Medicare, which ultimately goes to the insurance company. Now, with an Advantage plan, it's run through one insurance company. And Medicare isn't interested in doing any of that paperwork, so they pay the provider, the insurance company, to take care of all that paperwork. Now, $150 or $148.50 won't really cover it, so they throw a little extra money into it, about $150, we think, to help that insurance company cover those extra costs. And when I say insurance companies, I'm talking about Network Health, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, and there are others as well. They take care of all that paperwork. Medicare is still the boss, but they pay these companies to take care of all that paperwork, the EOBs and whatnot, the invoicing, they take care of all that. They don't want to be involved. So you have many people who are enrolled, and we're looking at about $300 per month per person based on what I just explained. So you have people who will use the services. You have people who will not be using the services, so are very healthy, never go to the doctor, never, you know, have any of these issues come up. So they're not using any of that money, that $300 a month. You take that times 12, what do you come up with? A person like me who doesn't use those, I'm very healthy and I'm very fortunate, but they're still collecting that $300 a month. So they've negotiated also with the doctors and hospitals and whatnot on what the pricing is going to be. And also remember that Medicare does discount anywhere from 70 to 90%. So again, these prices are negotiated with the provider. The only thing you have to make sure of is that the doctor and the hospital accepts Medicare, and Medicare approves the procedure, because remember, Medicare is still the boss. A typical non-covered procedure would be a facelift. So Jerry, what I'm telling you is that I'm not going to be able to get that facelift like I was hoping for.
Me neither, huh?
No, yeah, we're done.
There's a reason I do radio.
We're going to have to live with what we have, but you know, it's got to be way out there. I mean, typically they cover.
And there are some things that they don't cover in Medicare.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife just had a couple of eye surgeries, and mm-hmm. there were some things that Medicare does not cover. So obviously the new insurance company.
Interesting that you should bring that up. I had a client yesterday who was going to have cataract surgery.
That's what she had.
Yes, and it was a specific type of cataract surgery. I wasn't sure if it covered, so I called the provider to see how they would cover that, and they said that it was for a stigmatism thing mm-hmm. that she wanted corrected, and they told me specifically that Medicare did not cover that specific procedure. So you do have to check on this. This is your responsibility to check, but again, that's why you have an agent. You call your agent. You call me. You call Bree. You call Larry at Gable Insurance and Financial. 921-7526.
Got
there you
it.
Go. Call us and we'll help you through that and figure that out.
And it's important that you remember that. But it's that way. Even you take yourself back to the work world and you were covered by a group plan, you still had to check mm-hmm. and get authorization to get a procedure.
Correct.
That part didn't change.
Yep. And as they say, never make assumptions.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Never assume. And I can't tell you what that means on the air. But we all know what assume means. How do we know if we're in the right plan?
All right. As advisors, I covered this earlier when I said first we do the drug formulary and then we compare with different plans to make sure of the cost and coverage. Well, again, we also ask specific questions to each of our clients because everyone is different on what their needs are and what they're looking for. For some people, silver sneakers is important. One plan offers it at no cost included with that zero plan. Another provider does not include it. So we will ask them those questions. Some people have some dental issues, all right? That will gear me towards another provider versus the other one. Mm-hmm. A vision is another thing. Glasses? I'm going to need glasses. How are those going to be covered? There are different plans that provide different returns for the customer and the client. Who is the customer? But we go through all of that and we ask these questions for a reason. I know we ask a lot of questions and people are looking at us like, why are you asking all these? But that helps us with our recommendations on things that the client doesn't know about because we have to know these plans. We get certified with all the companies. We learn their plans, and that's how we can better recommend what is most appropriate for that client.
Unless we're open with you, you can't guide us. That's about the easiest way to put it.
And that's true. It's
when we're visiting with you, it's not our time to hide things.
No, it isn't. And it's our role is to, I feel like sometimes it's, I don't know what the word is, but it's my role to get through those anxieties and through the, some people hold back and break through that. And it's just their personality. So for me, it's a challenge sometimes to get through. I manage to get through and get those answers from these people. It's a comfort level. They come in here and they think, again, what are you guys selling? We aren't selling anything. We are guiding you through the process. So that trust has to be established. And we work very hard with that trust because I myself walked in the door. Larry can vouch for this. I looked at him with a straight face. I didn't crack a smile. I did nothing because I thought, what is he selling? So I know what they're thinking because I was there, the same thing. So my role is to take away that anxiety, take away that mistrust, and allow them to feel like they can open up and share these things with me so that I can help them. And that's why I got into this. I'm 67 years old. I should be doing, less
crocheting.
I can't really picture myself crocheting, but yeah, that's a great example. I should be doing, but I'm working part time as well. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't look at it as a job. It's an opportunity, and my opportunity is to help people.
Well, you like me would be bored sitting home.
I would be very bored sitting home. So other things that we look at is if a person is still working and they're on the group plan, we'll do a Medicare analysis. Now, Larry did that for me as well. I was in that situation. And we'll determine if the individual should stay on their plan or come off of it. I actually had a person yesterday, two clients, that we did their analysis. And it's very rare, but it happens. And this is why we don't assume anything. It was more appropriate for this couple to stay on the group plan. Even though they were well into their upper 60s, it turned out. So they walked out without me enrolling them into anything. But again, my role is to educate. So they felt very comfortable.
If nothing else, it reaffirmed their decision. Mm-hmm. To do what they're doing.
And there was a trust established because I didn't do anything to encourage them to go the wrong direction to benefit me, because this is not about me. This is about our client and their transition. And I want it to be comfortable. I want it to be something that they can feel very good about and trusting in their own instinct based on what I've shared with them.
And as a consumer, I will say this. Which way are they going to turn when something changes in their life? They're going to come right back to the person who...
We were honest.
We're honest with them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of, again, with these group plans and Medicare A and B, there are a lot of rules that are involved in the workplace, depending on how many employees they have. So there are things that we need to go over with people. We encourage them to call us. We can meet them in person. We are doing in-person appointments. There are some people who, and this actually works for people who don't live in the area, but also for people who are still not comfortable getting out and meeting one-on-one, very understandable with the circumstances. So we do in-person appointments, or we do a Zoom appointment. Those are working out very well. We can share on the screen exactly what we're talking about if we were face-to-face. So it's a great alternative.
Plus, you don't have to get out of your pajamas from the waist down.
Well, I'm not going there, but it is a very comfortable appointment.
It does work. I've been on a couple of Zoom things, and it works out really well. In the Advantage plans, do our payments go on ad infinitum?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
With the Advantage plans, do we pay ad infinitum, or is there a max?
There is a max out-of-pocket. For these plans, they vary from $3,600 to $4,900, depending on what plan you would select. They're zero premiums. We make recommendations, again, based on that drug formulary. Some people are not on any medications. Well, that makes it wide open. We have an array of offers for these people, but when you have people who are on specific medications and it's constricting as far as what the coverage is, then we narrow it down.
A question that comes up frequently, I think, with a lot of people, with surgical procedures today, you're out of the hospital before, I think you're out of your anesthetic, the way it goes, and you end up going to perhaps a nursing facility for some rehab. Any of that covered?
There is plenty of coverage for most of the plans. We've been asked that a lot. I bring it up, actually, because that's always going to be something at our age. Hopefully never will happen, but it's very common for a lot of people to have that knee replacement, shoulder, whatnot, surgeries. They need rehab. So there is a skilled nursing facility provision with most of these plans. It covers the first 20 days. Now, they're going to work with you on that rehab for 20 days, and if you can't get that leg to bend any further than where it's at after 20 days, they're going to say, we can't do anything more. We need to send you home. Your options are still not over. You can stay longer, but it's going to be on you. You're going to have to pay a premium, and after a certain amount of days beyond that, it goes back to zero, but I think you might be bankrupt by the time you get there. But there are, it's not cheap. But, it's not unreasonable either because it's, you're there getting rehab. So they will send you home and after 20 days.
Well, thinking back, Lynn and I did the Medicare supplement for years. And I think it was last year, after visiting with you and Larry, we ended up, because we knew nothing about it in the past, we ended up switching to an Advantage plan. We had not been educated prior to as far as Advantage plans, and we have no problems with it.
Great. I remember that when you guys came in, I was invited to sit in on your appointment because
it another no-smile appearance by me, just like you did.
I know. What are they doing? And I want to reiterate, for us as advisors, it does not matter which plan to us. We don't care which plan you choose. What matters to us is that you are educated to make that informed decision on your health care. We often hear people come in that, I've never been told about that. I didn't know the difference. We do not breeze by anything. We cover everything thoroughly. We make sure people understand before they make that decision. We encourage the questions. Others will make changes like you and your wife after many years because they figured out that, you know, their premiums are equaling what the max out of pocket is. I don't like saying, I apologize for that. After this past year, especially since October, I actually have helped about 10 clients, and I have saved them cumulatively about $30,000 because, again, their yearly premiums are reaching that max out-of-pocket expense. They were seeing the doctors maybe once or twice a year. So what I'm saying is that they were paying about $3,500 for two doctor visits. So they went from paying $3,000 or $4,000 a year for the premium down to zero. Now, I ask them, imagine, like, what would you do with all that extra cash? They're at a point where their earning capacity is not there. So that money is very important to them to keep it in their own pocket, and that's our role, is to help them with that, too.
Okay, got a minute left. What about some webinars coming up?
The webinars are coming up. We have one Tuesday, March 16th at 3:30 and 6. We have webinars every third Tuesday of the month. They're free. Call us at 920-921-7526 or register online at Gable, GOEBELINS.com.
And next week, Larry's back and a guest.
A guest. Larry will be hosting next week's show along with Josh Merzberger of Merzberger. Well, a little more coffee, please. Josh Merzberger of Merzberger Financial. Merzberger Financial is one of our professional partners who helps our clients with their retirement and financial planning. They do an excellent job, and our clients have been very happy with their expertise. So next week, we're going to be talking about 2021 Financial Market Outlook. Again, for these, if you have any questions or webinar registrations, call us at 920-921-7526 or register at GableINS.com.
All righty, Kathy Steffes, thank you so much.
You're
a
welcome.
Bunch of good information again.
A
of course,
lot
every
packed
Saturday
in.
Morning, this is the most information packed 25 minutes, I think, of a Saturday morning.
I had to talk real fast, but there's so much involved. So.
There is, and that's the main reason why people need to call you.
Absolutely.
Because there is so much and so many decisions that need to be made with an intelligent fact basis. We'll be back again next Saturday with another edition of Insurance Smart on News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Don't call it a relief bill.